Welcome back to the program, 7:38. And I want to bring to your attention a gentleman that he escaped from prison, but not for the typical reasons that you may think. In August, 31-year-old Englishman doing 3.5 years for armed robbery was transferred from a maximum security prison to a minimum security prison as a reward for his good behavior. 24 hours later, he broke out, headed straight back to the maximum security prison where he was previously located.
The food was better?
Since it was closer to his family.
Ah.
He got 21 days added to his sentence for escaping.
That's it?
I guess because...
I can do that standing on my head.
I guess because he escaped and goes back to a different prison. The British have a different way of doing their punishment than we do. They give light sentences for some wacky things, man. You murdered five people. That's a day and a half.
Speaking of escaped prisoners, the story we had last week about the guy up at the work camp up in McNaughton here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, what happened to him?
They haven't caught him yet.
No, they caught him.
Did they catch him?
Yeah, they caught him in Florida. Caught him in Orlando.
Shut up. Did they really?
Yeah.
What I was going to bring up was he apparently stole a golf cart.
Yep.
They were doing this work crew at a golf course up there. He drove a golf cart from St. Germain to Bayfield. And if you want to look on the map, see how far that is. How in the world could he drive that far in a golf cart without A, running out of juice, or B, being caught? It boggles my mind that could happen.
I'm impressed.
How did he get to Florida?
Actually,
golf cart.
At my high school football game on Friday, I saw one of the grounds crew members. It was homecoming at wherever, Appleton
uh-huh,
East.
Appleton East, yeah.
And the grounds crew guy, he had a golf cart. The golf carts go faster than you might think.
Oh, yeah, they move right along. But still,
he could probably do 25 or 30. You could not catch up with a golf cart on foot.
But that,
if someone was.
Bayfield.
Tom Shoiby, yes.
Yeah, he's showing on the map.
Two fingers and a thumb on the map.
So on the map, that's about a foot. How many miles is that?
It's a long way.
It's a long way. Thank you for showing that to the radio audience.
No
they
problem.
Loved that.
No problem.
If you like
all terrain off road golf cart.
In your mind's eye,
we'll
see the
to,
map of Wisconsin.
We'll have to get you a green screen in here. All right, a few weeks ago, a 20-year-old woman went to a Foot Locker in Ohio, left behind her purse, and inside the purse was cocaine. An employee saw the coke and called the cops. When the woman came back to get her purse, she was arrested. The cops also found that she had parked in a fire lane, and her boyfriend was in the car with more of the cocaine. Way to go. So let that be a lesson to you. If you forget your bag with your bag in it, just leave it.
Wouldn't you just tell the low-paid minimum wage worker at Foot Locker,
amen,
dude, if you just want to keep it, and just, that's fine, just, you know, it's all right.
Now, when you're getting ready to make wedding plans, don't you think of everything to the nth degree?
Getting ready to make wedding plans.
No, I mean, but when people do, that you think of everything. You think of everything two or three times. You probably
well, the bride
over,
may the groom yeah. does it. The groom just says, "Tell me what time to show up."
Yeah, well, apparently that's what was the problem with this guy. See, back in April, 36-year-old man was about to get married. He forgot to book the venue.
It was his job to book the venue.
You can imagine this. I gave you one thing to do.
One job.
One damn thing, and you couldn't do that.
So on the wedding day, he did the only logical thing. That's right, he called in a bomb threat.
So that whoever was there cleared out.
Right. So the place would be shut down. No one would find out that he'd messed up. The place was shut down. Cops traced the bomb threat back to him. He just pled guilty to communicating false information. Way to go. And, of course, he will now be spending his honeymoon with someone other than his bride.
This is a great what-would-you-do question for women.
Mm-hmm.
You believe that you found the man of your dreams, and yet he screwed up something really big about the wedding.
Yeah.
Can he be forgiven for that? Would you want him to fess up and say what it was, or would you want him to resort to hopeless scheming like this?
I would hope that the bride, listen, brides turn into freaky.
Can you imagine
the
dream of this day all their life?
Yeah, but can you imagine the sinking feeling in the pit of his stomach when he realized what he had done? That
baby.
He realized like 2 days beforehand that.
Hey, listen, I know this is crazy, but you know how we were planning to get married over there at that big, beautiful church?
Yeah.
Listen to me. What if?
You've always wanted an outdoor wedding, right?
I think a beach wedding would be really nice.
What about Justice of the Peace? I know I'm crazy, but City Hall is beautiful this time of year.
He'd do anything to elope. We'll go to Vegas. It'll be the biggest thing you've ever had.
I mean, you know, he would have some cash left over after not doing it. How could you forget to book the venue? How do you do that?
I mean,
us guys, we drop the ball on some pretty interesting things once in a while. I admit, ladies, we do.
And even though most women would love the guy, most women would find this unforgivable.
You think that's a deal breaker?
I think it would be.
And my attitude would be is if that's a deal breaker, then she's not worth marrying. Because if you can't
think of it this way, you'd be telling stories about this for the rest of your life, man.
Absolutely. It's like, come on, and listen. After a couple, 3 years, the whole ceremony loses its oomph anyway, doesn't it? You go back, you look at the pictures.
You know,
you still have your wedding photos from your first wedding?
No, I dumped all that. I burned all that stuff.
I look at The Hangover 3, which doesn't look like it's going to be very good.
Yeah, I know.
Tell me that you couldn't build a script around this.
Oh, absolutely.
The guy who forgets to book the wedding hall, and that would be hilarious.
Starring Jennifer Aniston.
Right. Absolutely. Because in the end, she would not be able to forgive.
Too close to real. Yeah, at this point for her, no way. All right. Well, after all that conversation, it makes me think we need to cheer other people up. How do we do that?
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
All right, from the world of entertainment, 56-year-old Melanie Griffith recently posed for photos in revealing workout clothes. Sadly, there were no survivors. Roseanne went on Twitter to accuse 2.5 men of stealing lots of her jokes. Producers denied the charge, pointing out that they no longer use jokes on 2.5 men. You like it, dude. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has announced plans to build a series of apartment buildings. Once people move in, every 3 months the apartments will be needlessly redesigned. Hooters is celebrating its 30th anniversary.
Really?
What an accomplishment. Yeah, Hooters, 30 years old. What an accomplishment. 30 years of serving crappy food and nobody notices.
Don't invite back Hooters girls from 30 years. No, don't do that. No.
Speaking of 30-year-old Hooters, I saw Cher is going to be touring next year. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says he may run again next year for president. And if any of the Syrians don't believe he's the man to turn your nation into a beacon of hope, peace, and prosperity, please enjoy being beaten and firebombed. A New Jersey Radio Shack worker was punched a customer for being sarcastic. When reached for comment, Radio Shack employees sneered, rolled their eyes, then resumed badgering a housewife into buying an extended warranty on a transistor radio. And then this is sports, only one bit of from the sports area because that's all I know. Linebacker John Beeson, you know who he is?
Yes.
He's been traded from the Carolina Panthers to the New York Giants.
Uh-huh.
Which, if you think about it, it's kind of like jumping out of the Hindenburg and landing on the Titanic. That has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information contained therein for good, not for evil.
Can't afford the Affordable Care Act? Then you need to download the Affordable Care app from Apple.
Hello.
Just tell Dr. Siri your symptoms.
I have a sore throat.
And she'll give you a diagnosis.
I think you have butt cancer.
Butt cancer? From a sore throat? I want a second opinion.
Okay, you are ugly, too. Ha, ha, ha.
The new Affordable Care app from Apple.
Dr. Siri, I have a headache.
Send me a topless selfie. You just may need to be spanked.
Healthcare you can afford, as close as your iPhone or iPad.
I still can't believe I might have butt cancer.
Just to be sure, stick your phone up there and I will have a look around.
The Affordable Care app, in the App Store.
I cannot believe he fell for it.
From Apple.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.